Egyptian security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Assad President Mohamed Morsi, who blocked the 6th of October bridge in the capital, Cairo. Protesters are marching toward the Republican Guard headquarters despite an army warning. The warning came after Egypt's public prosecutor ordered the arrest of senior Muslim Brotherhood leaders. Meanwhile, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns meets with Egypt's military-backed president and prime minister. The meeting between Burns and the interim leaders comes nearly 2 weeks after the Egyptian army ousted President Mohamed Morsi from office. Washington has so far refused to call the move a coup. In Afghanistan, a USAID soldier has been killed, reportedly by militant fire in the east. We don't know yet the nationality of the dead soldier or the exact location of the attack. Foreign fatalities in the USAID-Afghan war continue despite Washington's secret talks with the Taliban over the past year. Nearly 10 people have been killed in a wave of attacks across Iraq. The violence comes a day after some 40 people lost their lives in bombings across the country. Iraq has seen a rise in violence since the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. Syrian government forces continue advancing into the Damascus neighborhood of Qabun in their push to drive out foreign-backed insurgents from the area. Army units have destroyed militant hideouts in the eastern Ghouta district. Meanwhile, the opposition has accused army troops of killing 29 civilians in Idlib province. Activists in London rally against a visit by Myanmar's President Thein Sein. Members of the group, global campaign group rather, Awaz, warned Prime Minister David Cameron against Myanmar becoming another Rwanda. The demonstrators slammed Myanmar's rights record, particularly its mistreatment of the country's Rohingya Muslim minority. In Northern Ireland, police deploy water cannons to curb protesters throwing explosive devices at officers in a fourth night of violence. Fighting began Friday in the capital, Belfast, after police barred a Protestant parade from entering a nationalist Catholic area. So far, more than 40 policemen have been injured in the violence. And officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 130 people, including 10 soldiers, have been killed in clashes between the armed forces and M23 rebels. Clashes took place near Goma over the weekend. The army says its forces have inflicted heavy losses on the rebel group.